We've received a number of messages, emails from frustrated participants of the Two Oceans Ultra Marathon. They voiced their disappointment, claiming that they were unfairly obstructed from finishing the race. Participants were cut off at 10:46, 4 minutes before the apparent, what they believe to be the scheduled time of 10:40. This was at the marathon mark. But according to the Two Oceans Marathon regulations, if you fail to reach the cutoff point within the specified time, that means you have to retire from the race. You have to stop running. There is no option to continue. Hilton Kearns is the race manager of the Two Oceans Marathon. What went wrong with many people believing they had up until 10:50 to reach that marathon mark and hopefully complete the ultra? Hilton, good morning.
Good morning, Lester. Good morning to your listeners. The last messaging that went out to runners via our DigiMag, and also on our website, the time for that cutoff at the 42-kilometer mark was referenced at 10:46, and that is the official cutoff for the 2024 event at that particular point. There was, however, on another part of our under the rules and the regulations, there was a time that stated 10:50, but also a messaging around that cutoff time stating that this time is subject to change if things change closer to the event, and we would update that on the website. And that is basically what happened in that case. Is that
what would be some of the factors? What would be some of the factors that would require a time change that you say is subject to change?
Yeah, you see, we're running a batch start scenario, and the time that we start the last batch would then determine the time of that cutoff. So at the time when the rules page was added there, we had a start time for that last batch of, it would have been 5:44. Or thereabouts would have been the start time of that last batch. We were able to start the event 5 minutes earlier, that being that the first batch went off at 5:15 as opposed to 5:20 in the original planning. So with the start, the 5:15 start of the first batch, that meant that the last batch started 5 minutes earlier at 10:39, and the cutoff time was then moved to 10:46.
So you're saying that there was a publicized 10:50 cutoff, but that was changed in the days before the Two Oceans?
I wouldn't say the days before. It was weeks before it was changed, and the actual 10:46 time was communicated to all of the runners via an SMS. Information was in the DigiMag that all the runners received. On our website, it also stated 10:46 as the official cutoff time at the 42-kilometer mark.
It says in your statement here, this is sent to all participants directly via SMS days before the race. So what now? People feel that they've been hard done by. I don't see how you could give concessions, because how do you prove, how does everyone prove that they could have technically finished the race? What any consolation is there for people who feel that they've been hard done by, Hilton?
As I mentioned, it was out there that the cutoff was 10:46. Our cutoff manager implemented the time at 10:46. So unfortunately, we have to stick by that scenario. That the cutoff was 10:46. Our guy applied that cutoff at exactly 10:46. And if you hadn't crossed that point at that time, you would be held back. Because there was a bit of confusion at that point regarding the time, and there was a technical official on site that accepted the 10:50 time and allowed runners to go. But obviously, when we plan these things, when we set them up, there are there are certain conditions that we inform to the Joint Operations Center, where the event gets coordinated from in Tigerberg, from a safety and all of that, and all of that point of view. And it was communicated to them that this time would be at 10:46, and they then enforced that time by advising our cutoff manager, this is when it should happen. And the technical official at that point should have abided by the messaging and the rule that came from the JOC in Tigerberg, that this is the time it was meant to happen.
Hilton Kearns, race manager, Two Oceans Marathon. Does that satisfy you as a racer who feels that they were disadvantaged? Let me know, 072-567-1.